Celebrating 73 years. Nobbyskitchens.com.au.
It is a 9:45. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, just remind me, the lemon myrtle hot cross buns you told us about.
Uh-huh.
Whose idea was it?
Well, I really don't know, but I know that they're Heston Blumenthal's and they're available at Coles.
Yes.
Buy them you can only buy a packet of them, and there are four in the packet, $8 a packet. I've got a recipe for you today for lemon myrtle hot cross buns with, for at least a quarter of the price, maybe even an eighth. But you can make it home yourself this Friday, Good Friday, because that's a traditional day for baking hot cross buns. Anyway, we'll go back to that in a minute.
Okay.
But, one thing, let me just tell you, because it's radio, I'm sorry, but I can't give you anything to rub so you can smell the flavour of the... the aroma of the lemon myrtle, which is what they did in the newspapers a few weeks ago. Remember when they had that four-page ad with Heston and the buns, and there was a little spot on the page where you rubbed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we can't do that on radio. You see, that's the point of difference that print media have, and you can't do it on the internet either.
Well, you can't do it on television.
That's true. That's one thing that print has going for it these days.
Do you highly recommend the lemon myrtle hot cross buns?
Anything home-baked, especially home-baked hot cross buns, I recommend, and these are delicious. But you really must use very fresh ground lemon myrtle, and I suggest you get that from Herbie's in Roselle, or order it through Herbie's. He's the fabulous spice merchant.
I see.
And, of course, you know, that's one of our really fantastic native spices, lemon myrtle, and we should be using more of it in our cuisine in general.
Now, let me also just tell me for a moment about cronuts. They're big in America, aren't they?
Well, it was about this time last year, because I remember I was going off to New York. It was in May, and you'd just read about cronuts. They'd really just only come onto the market. And because I was going to New York, I set out to track them down. So I went down to the bakery in Spring Street, Soho. It's Dominique Ancel's bakery, the French chef. Actually, I met him that day, and I must say he was rather rude to me. He said, you should have been here at 6 a.m. standing in the queue if you want a cronut. He said even Mayor Bloomberg had to stand in the queue.
Oh.
So listen, I never got to try a cronut in New York, and until last week I still hadn't tried one. I'd heard lots about them. But there's a cafe in Newtown called Brewtown, B-R-E-W-T-O-W-N, Newtown, where they're making cronuts, and you can go there and have them with a lovely cup of coffee. So last week I actually went with my daughter, and we tried the jam one and the one that drizzled with the icing. Look, not to my taste, full of fat, but I did bring you home half a one, and I believe you demolished it.
No, what you did was you brought me home a full one. I noticed it was cut in half.
No, I brought you home half of the plain one and half of the jam one.
Oh, I see.
Did you eat both?
Well, I had half of one, and that's what I was going to confess to you. I found it so bloody delicious, I had the other half as well. So to each his own. You might not like them, but I thought they were wonderful.
Well, look, okay, if you've got a sweet tooth, but they are full of fat. I mean, because it's a croissant, which already is full of layers of flaky pastry and butter, and then it's shaped into a donut, deep fried, and then it's coated in sugar. Heavens above.
Delicious.
Oh, dear. All right, well, listen, I have kids cooking classes because it's school holidays. I have a couple of spaces left tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're doing healthy things. We're not doing cronuts.
Okay.
And next week, on the 23rd and the 24th, I have a few spaces left because I think a lot of people are actually going away next week because Anzac Day falls on Friday.
Yes.
And they're taking time off work and taking advantage of the week off. So I've got a few spaces left on the 23rd and 24th, and all the details are on my webpage under Kids Cooking Classes. There's a timetable there with the menus.
And the recipe is for lemon myrtle.
Homemade, yes. Lemon myrtle hot cross buns, and, you know, they'll cost you a lot less than the ones that Carl's made by, Blumenthal, yep. Okay, thank you.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
On SheridanRogers.com.au, and happy Easter to you too. Bye.